Hi everyone, it's the last day of the month, which means it's time for another episode of the Brother Streep Show. In this episode, I solve bad breath for once and for all.
And it's Dill vs. Technology, who's going to win? Spoiler alert, technology.
And I tell a story about getting frisked in New Zealand.
Wow. Also, we've just launched our Patreon, where you can sponsor us by buying a round of tea, getting a personal shout out, or even an improvised jingle. But enough about that, on with the show!
Welcome to the show, it's the best podcast that we know. We are glad to have you here, let our voices massage your ears. It's free and it's online, it's an hour of your time. So welcome to the Brother Streep Show. Welcome to the Brother Streep Show.
Hello!
Hello!
Hey! Hi, I'm Simon Streep.
I'm Dill Streep.
And I'm Andrew.
And welcome to the Brother Streep Show. We're back!
We're back, baby!
For the new year.
There's no babies here.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know if you heard in the last podcast, but Andrew is expecting another child.
Oh my goodness, I'm expectant. About 2.5 months, I think.
Wow.
And then my life's going to turn upside down again, which means it'll be the right way up.
That's a clever strategy.
Yeah. Nice. The thing is, that means that in like 3 podcasts time, you're going to have a kid. That's scary because now that we're doing these once a month, that's like, you know, that's a good way to measure things.
Well, you know, it's a commitment that I'm willing to make. The podcast, not necessarily the job.
I thought I'd delve straight into the bathroom because it is the Brother Streep Show and this is obviously what people have been waiting for since Christmas.
True.
We've arrived been backed here, up since Christmas, just waiting
shame.
For this.
And after Christmas meals. Oh my goodness. I arrived here at Simon Streep's place this evening for the podcast. Yeah. Went to the loo. There's a tiny bin just in front of the toilet.
Yeah, what's
up with
that?
It's not where a tiny bin in a bathroom usually is, which is, you know, tucked into a corner.
Yeah.
This was as if to say, there's a barrier here. But so tiny was the bin that I easily stepped over it and continued to do my ablutions. So what was the bin for? Have I kind of...
Well, now, unfortunately, the people that live downstairs from us are just going to have water.
Well, not just water.
Seeping out of the ceiling. That bin was the toilet. But no, that bin is for a very specific reason that I don't know if I should speak about it on the show.
No, probably not. Well, I just thought it was quite funny, like you'd put some kind of bollard out. You should have used caution tape. Then I'd have known not to go near.
I'll tell you what, if you can guess, not you guys, but if our listeners can guess what that bin was there for, there'll be a prize.
I'll put a guess into the ring, and I think it's going to be right. Was it for making little toilet bowl rolls, putting them on the lid, and then stepping quickly on the pedal
catapult
to shoot them and try land them in the toilet?
That
because
is a
that
very
is
good
what
guess.
I did. There's fair also enough. A lot of mosquito stuff around. When I sat down, the mics are laid out.
Yes.
My mic had one of these mosquito coils. Your mic had peaceful sleep, spray on mosquito stuff. What about Andrew?
Sorry,
why didn't
Andrew.
He get a mosquito repellent?
I am just repellent in general.
So we've chatted about mosquitoes before in this podcast. So I know our main conclusion was get a fan, it'll sort everything out. But now it's been about 2 or 3 years. And the mosquitoes have learnt.
They've evolved.
They've learnt how to like.
Do they fly up behind the fan and then shoom? They're like on you, on you even faster.
Yeah, they're using it to their advantage.
Yeah,
it's kind of scary. They're just. It seems like an explosion of mosquitoes. In fact, you reminded me. I thought I would use one of these doom coils now. We can light it in the room and see if it makes any difference.
This is a fun new welcome to the show. We've got fireworks. It's the least exciting firework of all time.
Looks like a Catherine wheel, but it's not.
Burns behaves, behaves like incense.
All right, here we go. Just try to light this thing. This is like an unboxing they do on YouTube.
Yes.
Hey guys, got my new doom coil.
It's more like that ASMR if you can get the mic in there. Just listen to that crackle. ASMR is meant to be relaxing.
Yeah. Really burns your fingers. Is that lit now? I don't even know.
If there's some smoke going off and mosquitoes falling from the sky, then we know it's lit.
See, there's like zero smoke.
The amount of smoke that those doom coils let off, it's like a tiny wisp. So, I mean, the mosquito has to literally fly through it to be affected by it, surely.
I don't know. That coil looks lit AF.
The thing with doom is I think... In terms of the name, it probably has the best name out of all the products that do this kind of a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because
well,
Target...
What about peaceful sleep? I mean, that's what you want. You don't really
want
doom.
You want the mosquitoes to be sleeping peacefully on top of you.
I don't care if they're alive or dead, as long as they're sleeping or dead.
No, I genuinely
I bought Doom because I want the mosquitoes to die.
Also, Doom harkens us back to the old PC game.
Yes.
Which was fun. Do you guys remember the cheat codes?
No, I never got into it that much. I think it was probably too violent for me. Too much gore.
Pixelated gore is gone nonetheless.
Big time. I couldn't handle Wolfenstein.
Yeah, they were similar.
Wait, which one? Wolfenstein or Wolfenstein 3D?
Clearly Wolfenstein, the classic. It was too much for
3D
me.
3D would have, you know, freaked you out.
Didn't even go near it.
3D wasn't really 3D, though.
No.
Not in the same. If I went to go see, I don't know, Finding Dory in 3D, and it looked like Wolfenstein 3D, I would be like, something's gone wrong.
I think what they did with Wolfenstein is they just took that Windows screensaver that went down certain passages and just stuck a gun on the front of it.
Sounds like... I remember CT Spacebar. Do you know what that was a cheat for?
No.
CT Spacebar.
Commander Keen.
Commander Keen, I was going to say.
There you go.
Wow.
But then no Doom.
There's a blast
Doom
from the past.
Doom was IDDFE and IDKFA.
I just remember E equals MC squared from Age of Empires.
From being a nerd.
What do you mean from Age of Empires?
Age of Empires had the best cheat codes.
I'm pretty sure Albert Einstein would like to think that that was from him.
No ways. No, that was just a cheat code.
Oh, I can smell the doom now. It's definitely lit.
It does seem to be smoking.
Are you a mosquito?
No. I'm not a mosquito, but I mean, we are both organisms. Is this not bad for us?
Maybe just less bad.
This is like that smoke machine problem. Our voices are going to go now. It's all fun and games until your voices go.
What's odd is, so I bought two products. You actually can't see the other one. The other one is a spray. But the spray kind of says spray in the room twice. I did it way more than twice. Spray in the room twice and then leave the room for 30 minutes and then go back in, open the windows for 15 before even bothering to go back
in. Letting
in
all
there.
Of the new mosquitoes.
So that does that. Whereas this one, apparently you can just light it wherever you are and have a fun old time.
That's very funny. I wonder if mosquitoes invented the peaceful sleep.
It's catching a little bit there.
Tell them to open the windows. They'll do it.
Yeah. That's the signal.
So we haven't really seen each other from Christmas, or since Christmas rather. And
listeners, we tend to avoid each other at Christmas. It's just better for everyone.
Well, yeah, families fight at Christmas.
So I thought I'd just let you know about a little advert I saw whilst doing some Christmas shopping.
Okay.
I was in H&M, and let's be honest, they have quite a tumultuous relationship with adverts.
Can I jump in here and say that we were walking past an H&M store, and I can't remember who it was. One of the group said, "I've always thought that it was Ham." That was the name of the store. go buy some clothing from Ham. Some Ham clothes. Great.
What does the H and the M stand for?
Oh, I have no idea.
His and men's?
Hers
and mine? I don't know. I'm guessing.
I don't know either. All right. So I saw this advert and it said, "Fashion never sleeps, so neither do we. H&M.com." And I thought, I don't want my clothes made by people that have had no sleep. Sounds like you're going to get some really bad clothes.
Yeah.
Some of them look like they've been made by people with no sleep.
Big sections.
I saw a meme the other day. This is my new favorite thing, is the meme that says, it's called fashion. Have you never heard of it? And it's just like the most ridiculous fashion catwalk pictures. And there was literally somebody with a bed, like an upright bed attached to them so that it looked like they were in bed and walking along the catwalk.
That's amazing.
But standing up. So maybe H&M did that one.
Could be that. I mean, this would make a little bit more sense if it was in like the sleepwear section. You know, fashion never sleeps, so neither do we.
Yeah.
Although, but then that wouldn't work because you've got insomnia.
Yeah.
And that's not what you want from your sleepwear.
So are they just advertising the website, not the store itself? Because I'm sure the store closes around 9.
Well, this was in the store, so it was a bit of a confusing thing.
I did a little Star Wars quiz while we were away.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was really fun. A little pub quiz. Got all excited. Called my team. My cat's name is Anakin.
Yeah.
Because my cat's name is Anakin.
Okay,
so that was the team name.
But who else was in this team?
Just Taryn and I.
Okay, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, it should have been our cat's name.
It was actually our cat's name is Anakin.
Okay, good.
I realized
that's great.
My mistake. we did all right. There were about 13 or 14 teams, came third, and it was basically just me. I mean, no offense to Taryn. She was wonderful company. But she knew some things, but no things I didn't know.
All right.
And this is not a badge of pride. I've spent way too long knowing about Star Wars in my life.
It's built up to this moment.
It did.
Right?
It built up to me coming third in something.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
But that's unfortunate because the third Star Wars movie was not that great.
It wasn't as good as the first two. You're right. You're not
you actually
get
wanted
me
to
there.
Come too.
I would have liked to have come too, yeah.
It depends if you're talking chronological or the actual numbers. Yeah, because one and two is you don't want to be first.
I'd love to have come fourth or fifth.
Yeah.
But I ended up coming third.
I would have liked to come seventh.
I would have come. I would have done better if the adjudicator let me argue my point.
Wow. Did you argue with... I wanted to.
So during a question,
okay.
I specifically put up my hand and he'd asked, how many credits did Han Solo want for the safe passage of Obi-Wan and Luke and the droids
to where they're going?
Sure. What is that?
That's seven.
It's not seven.
It is seven.
So I specifically put up my hand. I said, excuse me, if I was wearing little glasses that have had sticky tape in the middle. I said, excuse me, do you mean how much did he ask for? How much did he end up receiving?
Okay.
And he said, no, how much did he ask for? And I know this scene very well because in my youth, I edited a stop frame animation around this scene with my toys, my Star Wars toys. So
he
I've watched
you,
the scene.
He did this on 10 years ago.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Fair enough. That is probably about right. And I edited the scene. I spent lots of time with it. I know it back to front. And so that's why I asked. And later he said, oh, it's 17,000 credits. I said, no, excuse me. It's not 17,000. He asked for 10,000. He was then offered more, which he then, I don't know, received or not. The point is he asked for 10,000 and by then he just, nobody cared. And everyone was drinking their beers and leaving. And I was, excuse me.
Would that 1 point have made you win, though?
Probably, well, actually, it might have, because three of us had to go up to tie at the end, and somebody else was quicker with an answer, so he came first.
Yeah.
Okay, and ask me that question.
And they would have got it wrong.
I would have gotten that right.
I can, and I do know the answer to this, but I just wasn't quick enough.
Okay, all right.
What is Anakin Skywalker's mother's name? Go. Too slow.
Matilda.
The guy already got it.
Is it Matilda?
Yeah.
Sounds right.
Well, you guys would have been great. I wish I had you there on other teams. Anyway, they gave me a 6-pack.
Oh, nice.
Of beers.
Andrew.
Yeah.
You were away over the Christmas break.
I was away.
We invited you to things. You just didn't respond.
No.
And we were
time,
like,
didn't have time for you plebs.
Has he died there in Australia / New Zealand? I can't remember which one it was.
Just the one New Zealand. Yeah. I think New Zealanders would get annoyed with that little jive there.
I'm so sorry. That's just bad memories. Not
me, though. I don't care.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
it
was really good, thank you. I did lots of things. New Zealand has a surprising number of beaches.
I did lots of things.
This sounds like we're the first people to ask you, and you're still kind of flabbergasted by the trip.
I don't have
You must have
that
a
many
story
friends.
That's kind of, you know, verbatim by now.
No, not really. But, I mean, what's interesting is that the islands are so thin and everywhere is so quick to get to that it's just like, oh, there's a beach. Okay, let's go inland. Oh, no, there's another beach. Oh, let's go. Oh, it's just a beach everywhere. So it was really nice.
Boo-hoo. There's too
but
many beaches.
I did go to Hobbiton.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
Good which for was, a man of your size.
Yeah, did you fit in any way?
I did not, but it was great. It was, I mean, it's beautiful there. It's, I mean, you're literally walking on the set.
That's
fantastic.
Amazing. Did you take photos?
Lots of photos.
You're probably the only one that's ever gone to Hobbiton with an actual hobbit.
Yeah.
That's
no
joke.
Way to talk about...
Andrew's wife is incredibly short, just so you know where we... I mean, to be fair, though, anyone next to Andrew would...
When they stand next to each other, it looks like trick photography. Let's put it that way.
In a room of funhouse mirrors.
Megan got a bit sick of it by the end of it.
Too many beaches.
No. Hobbiton. Oh. I think. Yeah, but she did then afterwards. She kept on asking about where the hobbits is.
Oh wow! Very so cute. She went full Gollum.
Yeah,
nice one.
So the other day I was driving home from a place in the car with some friends, and I said something, and these idiots shot me down as if I was being ludicrous for even suggesting this thing.
Yeah.
But I just said it must be quite fulfilling to be a pyromaniac if you've, you know, set a mountain on fire and you're just sort of just watching this mountain on fire, huge destruction, and you go, I did that.
Yeah.
That must be quite like a nice, I can understand why people do that.
Yeah.
And they looked at me as if I was insane.
Yeah. You're not insane. It's just a weird place to put your empathy.
Yeah.
It's like, why do you choose to put yourself in that person's shoes as opposed to, you know, a kind and decent person?
Well, if I was a pyromaniac, I'd deliberately not cause devastation to people. I'd make sure there's no houses in the near facilities.
You can't I would guarantee
you're taking
it.
The maniac,
I would whistle out all the
taking the maniac out of pyromaniac. Pyro considerate.
I just use my garden, basically.
Yeah.
Just burn my garden every week.
With a nice safe sand pit around the sides.
Yeah.
But you agree with me. They are idiots, right? Cool, let's move on.
Well, no, I see where you're coming from. In terms of somebody who gets a kick out of things on fire.
Yeah, that's why I lit that Doom thing.
Oh, wait, so you are the pyromaniac. A friend of mine once said, to sit back and watch a mountain be on fire must be quite... What about this, though?
Okay.
I don't know if I've ever brought this up, but the helicopters that go around scooping up water, what if they pick up a swimmer or a diver?
Ooh.
He's in the barrel. He's kind of, you know, waving up, but it's the bottom of the helicopter. They tend to not be able to see unless it was the glass bottom one for like some kind of weird tour, which it isn't. He's going, no, I'm swimming. I was swimming. You've got me. Don't drop me. And they drop him into a fire.
Yeah, that could happen. I think it may have happened. Yeah.
Wow. Really?
It's just pretty bad.
It's one hell of a way to go, though. Talk about going on in flames.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. It's one extreme to the other, really.
If you can somehow hold on to the bucket for long enough to get back to the sea, you just have to hope that they drop you in a similar spot. But why? But they're normally grabbing you from like far out in the ocean. You know,
are they?
So
I've never seen one drop
down.
That
would be the worst day ever.
They're not doing it at like Fishhook on a Saturday afternoon, like right by the shore.
But I mean, that's adding insult to injury. Like if you've gotten lost at sea,
which one do I take?
Yeah,
and then you finally think,
rescue me!
Someone's coming to get me. But not so much. Well, I think it's about time for the first game of the show. Let's do it.
Garage of groundbreaking inventions.
This is the round where we suggest groundbreaking inventions for topics of our choice. And today's topic is going to be personal hygiene. Have you guys thought of anything to just change the face of personal hygiene?
Well, I suffer, and I'm just going to put this out there now because I tell people I'm close to, and I believe our listeners are close to us. I've got bad BO. I've got the sweaty armpits.
All right.
They smell bad. I think they smell worse to me than other people because I'm like, oh, I really smell. And they're like, you don't smell that bad.
Yeah.
I'm like, I really smell and I hate it. So I don't know. It's probably psychological. But I also have that thing where your t-shirts after a long bit of use have the kind of caked armpit.
Ooh, yeah.
You know that? Do you guys ever have that?
Do you throw your t-shirts
out before they get to that stage?
I know what you're talking about.
I think mine gets to that stage.
Caked is an interesting word. I would have said just like stained from sweat.
No,
is that what
like,
you mean?
There's like a bit more tactile there.
A bit of frosting on the top.
It's like it's not as kind of, you know, soft as the material everywhere else. It's
right.
Like a little bit more caked.
Yeah.
I get that. I've gotten a couple of shirts, but I think I've stopped getting it because on really hot days now I've moved towards the vest, which obviously eradicates the problem completely.
I feel like the vest isn't always completely appropriate.
Yeah, at weddings and funerals, it's not really acceptable.
This is true. So my invention, and you're going to love this, is a zip-offable underarm on a t-shirt. So think the Craze zip-offs.
Yeah.
Everyone loved them.
Yeah.
Sleeves. Legs, zip them off.
Yeah.
Why stop there? You kind of arch your arm up and just a little oval-shaped thing zips off
where the underarm is.
Chuck that out. Now,
Or even just open it up for some airflow, you know?
Definitely chuck it out. They're not coming clean in the wash, so I don't see why taking them off and then washing them
would help. If you had the ability, much like those pants, because when people have those pants that are like shorts and then long pants and shorts, they're not going, oh, when I'm transitioning to shorts, I'm just getting rid of the rest of the pants. I'm out of here. Get out of
different.
They're keeping it. No, but hear me out.
Yeah.
If you took that same idea And you just like see going, oh, I've got to walk to the shop now.
Yeah.
Let me just quickly zip off the underarms. Walk, walk, walk.
Yeah.
It's like being in a vest.
Yeah.
Get to the shops. You're not as sweaty anymore. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Zip them back on.
Yeah,
you've
yeah.
avoided the caking completely.
No, you haven't because, you know, famously, the sweating and the perspiration yeah. happens after the exercise.
But that might not happen if they were never hot in the first place.
Mm. You obviously don't know my levels of BO. I say because it's such a small piece of material, you buy shirts now that come with, let's say, 10 or 20 extra arm pads.
It's like the spare buttons
yeah.
you
arm pads. Arm pads, yeah.
Yeah, it's like the spare buttons except in a slightly bigger sack.
And you don't get that awkward thing where you accidentally button up the spare button and then you're like, oh, this is fitting really strangely. Yeah. That's because that's the spare button.
So that's the idea. You zip them off, chuck them out, zip on a new one. You don't have to get rid of your shirts.
Wow. I mean, I've got the exact same idea, except where you do just zip it back on afterwards.
No. Simon didn't really prep, not for me.
It's very good. Andrew, do you have any good groundbreaking inventions?
So for personal hygiene, so at the moment I'm thinking a lot about my teeth because actually before... we went away. We took a trip to the dentist,
okay.
and he told me that my gums, I'm brushing too hard. My gums are going to recede. The receding gums.
Didn't you
because I'm brushing too hard?
Didn't you have a dentist a number of podcasts ago that said that you were like their star pupil? They said
maybe
we can see that you're flossing enough.
No,
you're so good and all.
Oh,
this.
The dentist
no, definitely not me.
Dentist heard that and was like, "I'm going to take him down to size this time."
Yeah,
I listened
yeah.
to the Brother Streep Show podcast and look at this guy gloating about the state of his teeth.
Yeah,
I'm going to tear him down.
Well, I mean, I just you know, I don't appreciate going to the dentist and being told I brush too much. Like that
too
surely?
Much.
Yeah, exactly. I'm brushing too much, so my gums are receding.
How much are you brushing, though, Andrew? Do you have a obsessive compulsive issue with brushing?
No, I mean I enjoy brushing my teeth, and so I minimum twice a day.
Okay, right. And for how long? Like a half an hour each time?
No, but I mean you know the regulator 2 minutes. But what I think I'm doing is brushing too hard.
Okay,
okay. And
well,
I use
you
it,
don't
and
think
I,
that a
qualified dentist,
medical professional thinks that.
True. Anyway, so he recommended that I move away from analog and go to a digital toothbrush, of course.
Well, the question is, if you were brushing too hard, how often are you replacing analog toothbrushes? Because that's a telltale
yeah,
sign.
Yeah.
The bristles are kind of, you know, parting like the Dead Sea.
Well,
his
first advice the last time I went to him was switch to a soft brush, which okay. I did. But now, this time, he was even harsher on me. He's like, no.
Stick to the plastic.
So I mean, I obviously, you know, switched to the soft brush, but then yeah. stepped up my brushing game to match
to
my
compensate.
Previous performance. Anyway, so I'm thinking a lot about, you know, dental hygiene.
Oh, wow, you haven't even gotten to your invention yet.
No. And I just thought, you know, like sometimes toothpaste, you've got to spread it around yourself and it doesn't get to all of the nooks and crannies.
Yeah. That's what a toothbrush is for, really.
That is what a toothbrush is for, but even,
are you putting,
even so...
Wait, sorry, let's just pause there. Are you putting the toothpaste on your teeth before you've even gotten the brush involved?
No. I'm not a
are
madman.
You sitting there with your finger going, it's got to get it to the back and then you're like, yeah. soap.
This isn't a sleepover when you're young and didn't have a toothbrush.
So what I would like to invent is an effervescent toothpaste bomb.
Ooh.
So if you kind of took some toothpaste and some Barocca and you kind of put it into a,
sounds like
a combination
night.
And you put it into your mouth and add a little bit of saliva
yeah.
and it just goes and fills your mouth everywhere,
yeah.
all around with a kind of toothpaste fizzy combination.
Yeah.
And then you get on with the brushing of your teeth. I thought that would be quite a fun
Wait, you still
product.
Brush your teeth?
You still have to brush your teeth.
Stupid product. This product doesn't change anything. It just makes the whole process longer.
Well, I have one other idea.
And you knew.
And it also involves the mouth.
Okay.
So, flossing.
Yes, yeah.
We all hate to do it.
It's the dance craze all the kids are doing.
It's very
That's
difficult
true.
To do.
It is
That's
difficult
why I think people hate it.
Even I've started using those like what do you I don't know what to call them but they're
it's
little
like a little
toothpicks.
Hacksaw
yeah a little hacksaw that's
yeah.
exactly what it is
yeah I've seen those
and those work quite well but I was thinking let's take that a step further
yeah I don't floss I can't even relate to this in any way
really
Yeah, flossing is such a waste of time.
A waste of time.
It is, but you get scolded when you go to the dentist. I've
been told that it's a waste of time by someone. That if they're right.
But how come when you floss and you sometimes get little bits of biltong out that the toothbrush didn't get?
Yeah.
I just want to floss right now. Like right now.
You're like my wife. She's just addicted to flossing.
Well, that's really good.
Is it really good?
It's really good for you. And the dentist, they say you should floss.
Side note, I'd love to see Andrew flossing in terms of the dance.
Oh, no, please no.
You imagine? It'd be like a big tree swaying in the wind.
Such nice, such nice arms for it.
I don't think I've ever tried. So here's, just quickly, here's my idea is nobody has time for flossing. It's a pain. It's a mission. And it's hard to get in there. Yeah. So a double gum guard, flossing, bite web. So you just bite down once.
Oh,
it
wow.
goes in between all of your teeth, and you just give it a... And then you open up, and you're done.
Can you imagine how much blood you'd have to spit out into the basin after
I'm beginning
this?
To see why your dentist said slow down.
Sounds like something from Saw.
But slow it would, down, Andrew.
But it would speed up the process. You know, you could do it all at once, and you're flossing, and you're good to go.
Wow. I mean...
I'm terrified.
Really?
Both of your inventions scare me. A bomb in your mouth?
Yeah, bomb in your mouth.
A bomb in your mouth and a bunch
and like
of wires
kind of
going up into your gums.
Obstacle course for your teeth.
Awful.
Well, I've got maybe something that will change the game. Now, a couple of months ago, I think it was, we went out for a street dinner, sitting at the table. I was sitting next to Tim Price on my right. Dill was sitting opposite me. And out of the kindness of his heart, Tim Price said, please... you know, move your mouth position. Your breath is quite smelly.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, that took me off guard because my breath was smelly and I was obviously, you know, was permeating Tim's bubble. I didn't want to do that.
How do you feel about that? Just a quick question.
How do I feel about that?
Yeah, so do you take offense or do you take it as a kind of thank you very much?
I don't think anyone's saying thank you very much.
No, thank you for telling me. I'm concerned about how I... portray myself to others.
I think it's somewhere in the middle, probably, because to some degree, I felt like bad. So you feel, I'm sorry that I have stinky breath. But I didn't feel too bad because I don't think it's a constant problem that I have. I think it's just every now and again, depending. Okay. The thing is,
why did you look at me when you said that?
The real problem is that at work, for example, I start my day by eating egg mayo.
Oh, my sack.
And then eat tuna midday.
You're the worst. You're the worst.
So I have no chance of having good
breath. You don't brush
breath.
Before
I'm not
going
so
out.
Worried about your breath after those foods.
So in that moment, I thought, oh, that sucks because there's nothing really I can do here because I don't have my toothbrush on me. I don't have toothpaste.
Yeah.
I don't have mints. I don't really like carrying... I've never really carried like breath mints with me. So I thought, what happens if you had the equivalent of one of those like cyanide teeth that they have in the movies where people like break the tooth in their mouth and then they like die, obviously. That's the bad side. But if you had a similar thing but filled with delicious breath... freshening minty liquid, right in that moment I could have gone, you're right, Tim. How about now? And he would have been amazing. Self-regulating mouth.
I love that idea. I would buy that totally.
What are you buying here? Do you have to go to a dentist and have them remove one of your teeth?
It's an emergency mint.
No. Wait. Practically speaking, Andrew, you've drunken the Kool-Aid.
No, I think...
Join me, Andrew.
Look, you have to there has to be a gap for this thing in your teeth.
Yeah, but I mean, you know...
Make one.
I'm getting older. My teeth are getting older.
He's brushing too hard anyway.
Yeah, I'm brushing way too hard. I'm going to lose all of my teeth. I'm going to have like 32 spaces for mints.
Freshest breath in town.
I think that might work out. There's another thing that I've invented. I haven't really invented. I think someone else actually has genuinely invented noise-canceling headphones, so I can't quite claim that.
No.
But if all noise-canceling headphones...
Did you say nose-canceling headphones? Because that would work for the BO problem.
No, noise-canceling. So I thought if you had noise-canceling headphones, you could just tune out people's sniffing.
Oh,
because I know that I feel sorry for people. I get hay fever from time to time. So I definitely fall into the camp of someone that if you catch me on a bad day, I might end up sniffing in front of you because the alternative is that my nose will fall off from being too raw if I constantly blow it. And so it's a bit of an awkward situation because you don't want to be rude, but at the same time, you don't just walk around with toilet paper sticking out your nose.
I think I've caught you on a bad 2 weeks once every year for 6 years when we did the Grahamstown Festival.
It's true. No, you caught me for the worst hay fever I've ever had in my life in Joburg. I pretty much stepped off the plane and my nose started vomiting. It was terrible. And we
even have my noise-canceling headphones.
And we had to do like fairly high profile interviews. I remember we were on 5FM being ignored by Gareth Cliff.
That's true.
And trying my best not to just sniff into his microphone.
Hey, how do you guys write your songs? Do you smoke weed? Thanks, a good interviewer.
Yeah, he never looked at us once during the interview.
No, it was like, not interested.
He's looking at Twitter feeds, checking this thing. It was very odd. But
then,
anyway.
Then again, we had lampooned him with our idol song. Yeah. It's hard to recover from such a beating.
Such a burn. Anyway, if you just had noise-canceling headphones, then
Sniff-canceling.
Sniff-canceling,
you don't want to cancel all the noise.
No. Obviously not. Yeah. So maybe if you are the sniffer, what you can do is just carry them on your person. And if you know you're going to be in someone's company that day, you just go, here, let's put these on. Or just
so you've got capacity to carry these headphones around with you, but you can't carry a box of mints.
Yeah.
Or tissues.
Look, I'm a mysterious man.
That's nice. I like it.
Fun can be found in streeping around.
I had a complete meltdown technologically. Simon was privy to a little bit of it, not the full brunt. But I'll explain it to you, Andrew. Mm. Technology and I, we don't see eye to eye.
Okay.
And that's a small eye. Because I.
Very iPod. Good.
Thanks. I bought an iPhone once. Stopped working within, I think, a week. It was doing a thing that nobody on any forum seemed to have encountered before, so I couldn't
My
get
it. My phone's
a,
just
get
swearing at me and telling me to like get a life.
Yeah, it was the equivalent. Other things have happened, but more recently, I've finally made the move to Netflix.
Yes.
So I can watch more TV than I was already watching.
Yeah. That's which only is loads. Films for people that don't speak Afrikaans. Only
Netflix.
Films.
Yeah.
Only films.
We have a wide Afrikaans audience.
Yeah. Only films.
And I couldn't get anything to work. So I don't have a smart TV.
Netflix.
I don't have a smart TV because I'm not a smart guy. What are you loving your Netflix joke?
No, because it should have been Nixflix.
Yeah. And I bought a device that makes the TV smarter, apparently.
Yeah.
It's like a little proxy device. That arrived, and it turns out that of all the TVs I've ever seen with HDMI ports on the side and huge access areas, mine is the one with a tiny sunken area that's about 3 inches long, and the device that needed to plug in was about 3 inches, and one was the smaller than an inch thing, but not centimeters.
Half inch.
No, it was smaller than that. I want to really get across the point that this thing basically fits, but just doesn't fit. So anyway, it didn't fit. So I had to borrow some extender cables to make that work. And eventually I got that plugged in. So that was good. Happy. Happy days. Set up Netflix. Try use a kind of DNS server thing to access all the channels. My particular router doesn't do manual DNS inputs. That's nice. I'm getting a new router in a while anyway. Get the new router. Can't make it work. They told me, plug it in and it works. It doesn't work. I tried everything. Simon tried one thing. He got it to work. So that was nice of him. Then, the particular device I bought to plug into the back of the TV, let's just call it a Roku device because it's fun to say and that's what it's called. I splashed out a little more because I wanted the fun press a button and speak into the remote and it'll search according to your voice function. Tried that and it said you can't do that because you're not in America. But I couldn't get into America because my DNS thing didn't work on the router that I didn't have. So eventually we got that working, pressed it, and it just took me to some other like random Roku search thing. It wasn't even involved in Netflix searching. So that didn't work. Where are we at the stage of things working or not working?
Most things are not working right now.
Eventually, I just settled with just general Netflix. I bought another, like an extender cable, so I could plug the device into the TV that's not smart. And then on the side of all that, I bought a Fitbit that didn't even match my phone.
Oh, no.
My phone is like one of four phones in the world that this Fitbit doesn't kind of pair with. So
yeah, I compare with like a Nokia 3310, which is not Dylan's smartphone.
So it's been an expensive month.
Yeah, not having a good technological month.
Well, I mean, if you want to help Dylan and his technological issues, we have a Patreon account that we mentioned at the beginning of this episode. Just search for it, give it, you know, buy him some tea or something like that.
Oh, I'd love a cup better. Of tea.
While you were having technological errors, I feel like I was making the world a better place.
We really are yin and yang.
Yeah.
Simon and I.
Because not only was I fixing routers, but I was fixing the very root of the world's progression.
Right.
Because last week, I think it was round about Wednesday, I released just a little 1 minute song about the government shutdown in the US and about, you know, it should probably stop all this kind of stuff. And then on Saturday, it stopped.
Oh.
They announced it and the government's no longer shut down.
Oh, well done.
And so I think this video that, I mean, yes, some might say it was only watched by like 100 or so people. Like some might say, no, that never ever could have ever gotten into the hands of, you know, Donald Trump. But it clearly did.
Well, you did tag him.
I did tag him.
And he likes looking at his social things online.
That is true. And he must have seen it and gone, whoa, Simon Streep. Hectic burn.
Yeah.
Let me just sort this out.
We see what you did to Gareth Cliff. We don't want to get involved. So is he currently sitting with a wall built around him then?
Well, not to that degree, but I can only assume it's coming.
Yeah. Okay, so you took the message from the video.
Yes, yeah.
Well, that's nice.
It doesn't have to be a physical wall. It can be a wall of the mind.
Oh, we all build walls, Andrew.
Yeah, and I think Trump's built a few in his time.
So that's good. So I just, you know, if you want any other just things to change in the world,
yeah,
hopefully for good. I don't want to get involved in running things to change for the bad. Just let us know. Email us at info@brotherstreep.com or tweet us up or Facebook us up or Instagram us up. Don't Snapchat us up. None of us know how to use Snapchat.
No.
Just let us know. We'll get on that. We'll write a song. We'll just change the nation.
Is it true? Is it false? True or false?
Welcome to True or False.
Woo!
This is the round where we pitch a statement or an idea to the rest of the gang, and through a series of hard-hitting questions, we will decide whether it is true or false. Who wants to go first?
I don't mind going first.
Do it.
All right. At a wedding, I was an MC, and I was given the duty of saying the names of the couple as they were to enter the wedding. And I ended up saying their new surname just because I had forgotten one of their names.
Wait, what?
Please welcome Mr. and Mrs. Surname.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
I wanted to say, welcome Jeff and Kirsty.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to say.
Yeah.
But I forgot really whether her name was Kirsty or whether it was Christy. And so I ended up just going for the surname because I thought that's a safer option.
Are those the names in question?
We do know a Jeff and Kirsty, and I believe they are to be married.
Those are the names, yes.
But, I mean, he could be lying. When was this exactly?
This was at their wedding.
Right.
I should get a cough-canceling headphone. Their wedding was maybe 4 years ago. It was fairly in my recent timeline, but not super recent.
And I mean, did they come and say, hold on, hold on. That is not what we told you to say. Did they call you out on it?
They didn't call me out on it. I think, to be honest, they were probably going to be quite happy with Mr. and Mrs. Hayward.
Isn't that normal? Isn't that just Mr. and you don't normally say the first names?
Maybe. I don't often MC weddings, so I just thought it would be good to be like, welcome back, Jeff and Kirsty.
Yeah.
But then it was also hard because they had changed their surname.
But it would have been worse if you said, "Welcome back, Jeff and Mrs. Hayward."
Yeah, then people
would
know.
That's a bit of a giveaway.
True. Sorry, just cleaning my throat there. I think it's the doom fogger that I lit in the room is just causing issues, really.
I can barely see you anymore, Simon.
It is all a bit of a haze.
But to be fair, I haven't seen any mosquitoes. Although I did see one bug, so I'm kind of cheesed off. You'd think that like it's not...
Cheesed off?
you'd think that it would at least kill, you know, mosquitoes and some other little hojas, not just...
It's not Doom Plus.
No, but I mean, how specific is this poison? I mean, it's probably a good thing that it's specific. It's not just, you know, going to kill your grand. She comes around while this thing's lit. But it's weird that, you know, you've got... Anyway, the point is that I was scared of saying the wrong name. And they had recently also decided that the surname Piggott wasn't an ideal surname for them to have. So they had changed their surname. So I was also just making sure that I got the correct surname as well. So I was like, oh, I might get... it was basically a tough position to be in because I'm like, I could get the bride's name wrong, or I could get the surname wrong. And I like, if I, you know, it's no longer Piggott, wouldn't it say Mr. and Mrs. Piggott by accident when it's actually meant to be Hayward, or once if it's actually Hayworth and I've misheard everything. It's a tough, you know, and to be honest, this whole last year, 2018, I essentially had the same problem with our intern who I constantly called Kristen and her name was Kirsten. So it's just, I've got a big, you know, mental block with the name Christy or Kirsty.
This is why there should be mandatory name badges from birth until death for everyone. It would make life so much easier.
I agree that it is a difficult position for you to have been in, but I question whether you'd have been in that position in the first place. This is where I feel like maybe I don't know them well enough or your relationship with them, but you as MC at their wedding... I mean...
Yeah, but Simon's the kind of guy who you think, hey, Simon will make a... Hey, I don't have many friends who like public speaking. Simon's the guy. He's going to stand up there.
Oh,
he's going to tell a joke.
I've considered him might even be his own hypothetical MC situations in my life, but I see him on a regular basis. Yeah. I feel like you see Jeff Piggott once a year at your dad's Christmas party.
True.
And... Also, based on that, I'm trying to figure out if they could have got married 4 years ago on how old their son looks. So I'm trying to do a lot of background snooping in my mind to figure this thing out.
Well, I mean, I think it's the kind of mistake that I would make. I can relate to the mistake.
I don't think it's bad enough to have made up kind of thing. It's like Andrew said, being introduced as your new surname, having just got married.
Yeah.
Isn't a huge sin.
But it's not a, I mean, I don't know why I'm suddenly backing up Simon, but it's not something that maybe they would care about, but it's something that clearly had a real impact on Simon.
Well, you know? Clearly, or he's lying.
Yeah.
Thus is the game.
Well, I think to push you for an answer.
Yeah, I think it's clear that I'm going to go with true.
You think it's true? Yeah. I'm going to say it's true as well.
Interesting.
Only because I think he would have maybe said something... worse, like he said, welcome Jeff, and then insert name of previous girlfriend.
Ooh.
Or something like that, because that makes it maybe a bit more spicy.
So. Andrew, are you catching mosquitoes there? Have we taken...
Yeah.
So what you didn't miss is when I started coughing, we'd actually done a podcast break, and I'd moved the Doom device outside because I was worried that it was making my voice crackly. It's been outside for 10 seconds, and it clearly just has not done its job because Andrew's catching mosquitoes as if he's some sort of Mr. Miyagi in the Karate Kid movie.
Well, as I said, now you've moved the Doom outside, so the mosquitoes are all coming inside where it's safe.
Fair enough. All right, well, you're supposed to say true. It was true.
Yay!
I did get a little bit not tongue-tied, but just very nervous with that announcement of getting it completely wrong. I will say that the worst scenario of someone forgetting someone's name didn't happen to me, but happened to a friend of mine who's a preacher, and he was at someone's funeral sharing the message at the funeral and was praying, and mid-prayer... forgot the name of the person who had died.
That hurts.
Started, you know, just kind of like praying longer and longer, trying to remember like the person's
looking
name wasn't coming, trying to see if there was, you know, a slide up that had her name on. and basically prayed for like, you know, 5 minutes longer than he should have just because he couldn't get it. Eventually, had to come clean. Had to say, "Oh, sorry, guys. I actually know this person, been friends with them.
Oh, my gosh.
Spent time with them before they died. Would you mind telling me their name?"
Now, had you told us that story, I might have said false.
All right, Dil, what story do you have?
I once traded my sister's baby in my pocket for Star Wars micro machines in primary school.
Okay, baby in my pockets. Explain. Oh,
huge craze. They were little plastic babies.
Right.
One was a boy, one was a girl. How can you tell? Throw them in a sink of hot water.
You know, like real life.
Their nappies change color, like in real life.
Okay.
She had a whole whack of them from, I guess, from when she was a bit younger, that I considered to be worthless now because they were just in a box somewhere. And I just took it upon myself without asking and took them with me to school to make a trade that I'd established with someone.
What's the ratio of micro machines to baby in my pockets?
One for one.
One for one?
Yeah.
One for one?
Well, yes, but what is your gauge of a Star Wars micro machine?
Like way more than a baby in my pockets.
No, but what are you envisioning?
I'm envisioning you giving a whole box of baby in my pockets for like 5 Star Wars micro machines.
No, but what is a micro machine in your head?
A micro machine?
Yeah.
It's like a tiny... It's a micro machine. It's a small car.
It's a car, isn't it? A small car.
So a little, one little ship, one vehicle.
Yeah.
For one baby.
No, for like 10 babies.
Well, I mean, I was in primary school. One for one seemed fair because one for one is fair.
Well, you, sir, cut a great deal.
Yeah, you did.
That deal seems unreasonable.
Well, I didn't get to keep the deal, unfortunately, because it was found out and my mom made me trade back.
Renig.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh.
I like to think that these days, if the babies existed, kids would buy them, invite all their friends around, then have a gender reveal party.
So who is this person that you wanted to get the micro machines from?
She was a girl. Well, I wanted the micro machines from the brother. So basically,
Very complicated.
Yeah.
This is a complicated deal.
I took the babies from a sister.
So there was duplicity on both sides.
Yes. And she took the micro machines from her brother.
Wow, that makes it very interesting.
See, now...
That's why it was one for one. Because you were both just,
out of your depth. Dealers. Didn't know the value of the things you were trading.
Well, clearly.
Now, I would have believed this had it not been the fact that...
He was a boy and she was a girl. Can I make it any more obvious?
Yeah, well, I kind of feel like if I'm going to expect this of Dylan, it's like to find two people in the exact same scenario where they're like, I want to trade my sibling's gear for other things is quite a... I mean, how did you know that she was in the market for this?
Well, there was a lot of kind of toy talk around that time.
Okay.
Toy.
People knew what other people liked. There were marbles. There were marble gangs. I was a Star Wars guy.
Did you roll with a marble gang?
I rolled with a marble gang. We dug pits in the lawns and played marbles. She clearly had an affinity for the... what are they? Baby in the pocket.
Yeah.
And I kind of asked for what, you know, I've got a stash.
But how did you know that her brother had Star Wars?
Well, I asked what she could, you know, I could trade. Trading was a thing. We traded little bits of wire.
Trading is a big deal.
We traded cards, we traded marbles, we traded Scooby-Doo wires.
Tazos.
So you didn't know going into this exchange what you would get out of it. You just thought...
I knew that she wanted baby in my pockets.
Okay. All right. How did you know that? Did she say, "Hey there, do you have any babies in your pockets?"
Yeah.
And you said,
no, I'm just happy to see
my sister has some babies in her pocket.
Yeah, it was like, I don't know exactly, you know, there wasn't a forum board or a notice board up on the...
All the details in your made-up story. Gotcha.
No, I haven't. I've left significant ones out.
But now the confidence in which he said that makes me feel like it's true.
Yeah, I mean, I'm also leaning towards true because, I mean, who's heard of baby in my pockets?
Baby in my pockets was huge. Simon knows.
Yeah, like baby in my pocket. There was a monster in my pocket.
I know, but it's not a thing that you just like make up easily. It's, you know, you got to dredge that out of your memory.
There was wallet in my pocket.
The adult version.
I'm thinking it could be true. as well. Yeah.
I know them to be a fairly safe player.
You think he wouldn't have stolen, basically?
Essentially describing, I know someone else has this thing, I'm going to steal it from them.
Yeah, but it's Star Wars, and you know how much he loves Star Wars. Maybe he drops all of his morals for Star Wars. But
I don't think either of us really considered it being a huge moral. It wasn't like, okay, cool, put on your jump mask.
With hindsight to make yourself feel better.
Yeah, it is, because when I was caught and told why it was wrong, I did feel really bad.
But do you think Dill had watched Star Wars by the time Baby in My Pocket came out? That's the next big question.
Baby in My Pocket predated Star Wars.
Whoa.
Well, not predated in terms of the 70s, but it predated in terms of my having the toys.
Mm.
These were my sister's toys before.
Yeah, you never really had the toys, did you? I think it's true.
No, I had other toys. I wanted more toys, basically. I wanted to complete the set.
I think it's false based on the timeline and moral character of Dylan. I feel that Baby in My Pocket was popular when I was quite young, so Dylan would have been even younger. And I don't think at that young stage you would have seen Star Wars or known what a Star Wars micro machine was. So I'm going to go for false.
All right. Well, truth be told, it was false.
Yay!
But once again, I've been hoisted by a petard that I tried to crease out. These were my sister's Baby in My Pockets from before, as I said. She had them years before. They weren't relevant anymore. The timeline checks out.
But then you've got some really weird kid at your school that's into these really old toys.
Yeah. Well, she's a collector.
Right. My true fact is that when we were going through airport security, entering into New Zealand, you know, they can be sticklers.
Yeah,
Claire was taken aside and investigated.
Because they knew that she was harboring another person.
Yeah.
Someone had sneaked on. She was taken aside and interrogated. Yeah. Now, do you think it was because... Why Claire?
Well, I think he's going with the very loose terms of interrogated. And it was just like she was pat down. Like everyone.
Yeah. So basically, it was more than a pat down. We got through the bag scan. Okay. So you got your backpack on your back.
Well, this has been great for you because to avoid having to pay the guy anything, you could have just put Claire through the x-ray machine and got a new first term semester scan right there.
Well, so we get through the scanner and then we are basically just... We have to make some comment at the customs booth, and then that's the last
worst nightmare.
And then that's
I got you.
I'm terrible at that.
That's the last port of call, and then you're through, and then you're in New Zealand, and your travels are done.
And she made the wrong comment. She was like, "I just want to blow up some buildings."
No, she didn't even get there. The dog came and started sniffing all of us, and started sniffing her bag.
Wow.
And it was sniffing her bag, and the lady was like, "Come, you're gonna go stand over there." So I had to take Megan. We went
bag.
Off.
She'd
we
been
went
close
off to the
to
side.
A doom mosquito spray.
Must be.
And they went off and they completely searched Claire's backpack. And do you know what we think it was?
Tell me.
Apples.
Apples?
You tried to bring apples into another country?
No. We're no fools. We had dumped them long before, like a day before.
No.
And the dog sniffed the apples?
No.
No, wait. Dump them a day before.
He's been caught.
What bag is this?
We ate the apples on the plane.
You ate them on
Hold
the
on.
Plane?
Yeah.
And dumped them the day before.
So we figure of speech. But basically, we dumped them, ages ago. Okay, right. we'd eaten the apples on the plane. All right. But that smell was enough for the dog to sniff it and to go search your bag.
What are you talking about? You dumped them before and you ate them on the plane.
I mean, dumped them, ate them.
You ate them.
We ate them. We dispose of them either by eating them or dumping them, like throwing them away.
Yeah.
But the scent remained in the bag.
What bag?
The backpack. Claire's backpack.
Backpack. Okay. Yeah. All right.
So Claire's got one of those human-sized backpacks that you strap on with 18 different straps and has a steel frame because you're traveling.
Small
and
backpack.
That's a backpack that you've carried apples around back home.
Why would she have a backpack and a handbag?
A backpack. Why are you getting hung up on backpack?
Because you should have the backpack. She should have the handbag. Don't you know plain etiquette,
Andrew?
I
had my own backpack. We all had backpacks. Even Megan had a backpack.
What? Why did Megan have a backpack?
Well, she had a trunky.
What?
A trunkie's like a wheelie. It doesn't matter.
Okay, I believe that. Now, Tommy, but why did Claire have a backpack? Surely she had everything she needed in her handbag and then her bag with all the other stuff she
Who
needed was...
Who goes to New Zealand with a handbag?
But I'm assuming you had other luggage.
Yeah, but that's the a handbag.
Tinky Winky goes to New Zealand.
Oh, wait. Never mind.
With a handbag.
What are you talking about?
Sorry. So you'd already picked up your luggage.
Yes.
Okay, never mind. That makes more sense. I thought you were still getting off the plane and you picked up your luggage later.
Anyway, so the dog smelled the apples that were bad.
You assume the dog smelled the apples.
We assume.
That
I
was
presume.
The part that you said we think he smelled the apples.
Yeah, I presume.
Now it's become
what
the
else
whole
could it
crux
be?
Of
what
the
else,
story.
But you,
could it
if
be?
Anything,
well, it could be nothing because it's not true.
Hoisted by your own petard here, sir, with the backpacks. Because if that backpack was one that had been checked in, then you wouldn't have been able to eat the apples from it in the first place. It would have been gone throughout the whole trip.
Yeah.
Number one. Number two, if you were going
they don't care if you bring apples on the plane. You just got to dump them before you go into the country.
But also, if you had bought apples...
Yeah, you're saying your apples were in the checked-in luggage.
Yeah, how could you get to them?
Carry on.
No, they weren't. They were in our backpack. I told you, they're in the backpack.
But you said the backpack was checked in.
No, I didn't. I said
the luggage
no,
claim.
Through the scan... So you collect your luggage.
You don't even care about the
You collect
story
your
anymore.
Luggage, but then you've still got to scan it through. They scan it again in New Zealand. They scan it through the x-ray thing.
But tell me, I don't understand. Did you have then luggage that was other than the backpack?
Yes. All of it gets scanned
so
again.
So why? Wait, no. So you take
all
so
of it
Claire
gets scanned
had,
again.
Did Claire have a handbag, a backpack,
no
and
handbag.
Another luggage?
You brought the handbag in.
So she didn't have a handbag.
She had two bags. Her backpack, which is a bag that you hold on your back, not in your hand.
Yes.
And her main luggage.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she didn't have a handbag.
No.
I don't believe it. I believe if you're going on a long distance trip, you would have a handbag. You'd probably have a handbag and you'd have a backpack. And if you're going to keep apples anywhere, you'd keep it in your handbag, not your backpack. It's false.
But I don't understand because you said she couldn't have carried a backpack at all. He'd be carrying the backpack.
Yeah.
You're thinking of a specific trip you've done where Christine had a handbag and you carried the backpack and assumed everyone travels the exact same manner.
I just don't think you would need... I don't think she would not have a handbag and then I'd...
Wow.
Which makes me feel...
What does she need a handbag for? She's like hiking up mountains.
Yeah. She's not
going
hiking
to
up mountains. She's
walking
on
onto beaches and beaches and beaches.
She's got a wallet. She's got a lipstick. She's got, you know, a Panado or something. I don't know.
All right. Well,
but anyway,
she just put it all in her pockets
it's
along
false.
With the babies.
It's false. It's false. It's false. It's false. What are you going for?
What was the original phrase?
Is that Claire
was taken aside
she was taken
and
aside.
Pat down?
Yeah.
True.
You reckon it's true?
Yes.
It is true.
What?
Yeah.
And she didn't have a handbag.
The only thing that it could have been was the apples. Honestly.
It could just be anything. They randomly check people.
No.
I've been pat down a bunch of times.
No, those dogs, they
I
know.
I never eat apples. And I wasn't carrying
also,
a handbag.
Also, to train a
you've
dog
never,
to
you've
find
never been
apples.
Sniffed out by a dog.
No, I haven't. Exactly. But I don't think I've been to airports where there are dogs at that stage.
Exactly. And it hasn't been a problem until you had apples in your bag.
Well, in the future, no, it hasn't.
Claire, if you're listening, I can't believe you didn't pack a handbag.
I can't believe that you're so hung up on that.
No, I'm hung up on.
The quiz!
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, it's quiz time, and it's a slightly new
quiz. Stop you right there. Why do you never say the quiz?
I saw him mouth it this time. But
I
didn't
say
it.
I did say it. You can check.
You did not say
I did
it.
Say
look
it.
At the waveforms.
Look at the waveform.
Look at the waveform. You didn't say it.
I did say it.
You're going to need like a crazy booster to get that vocal up there.
I need to be ready to say, that's right.
Yeah, so.
I'm building
the quiz,
up to it.
That's right. Everyone has the ability to say a sentence after another sentence.
Yeah, that's,
otherwise,
that's
the world
the
would
bit.
Shut down.
It is quiz time, and it's a new year. It's a new quiz, slightly new quiz. And we've been dealing with celebrities, but that's old hat. We're going to be dealing with cities of the world.
Oh, no.
So this week's quiz is the New York quiz.
Oh, no.
We're going to start. Well, this is not the reaction that I was hoping for.
No, it's just that Simon's been planning a trip to New York for the last 4 months.
New York, concrete jungle, wet dream tomato.
I doubt that he knows these
I feel safe
facts.
Again.
So we're going to start with round wonderful New York.
Beep, Frank Sinatra.
No, this round is... testing your general knowledge of this wonderful city.
Oh, no.
So, Question one. Since 1886, it has been a misdemeanor to do what? In
beep,
New York
beep,
City...
Beep, 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 jaywalk.
Is incorrect. I haven't finished the sentence, but keep going.
I was just testing if my buzz still works.
It does.
It's dusty. What's the rest of the sentence?
You buzzed.
Ooh.
So you need to answer.
Oh, I can. Spitting out chewing gum.
Incorrect. In New York City churches.
Beep.
Simon.
Ooh, I think it is illegal to fart.
Is the right answer.
Wow.
Congratulations.
The most immature answer is the right answer.
So, question two. Yeah. Albert Einstein's what are stored in a safe deposit box in the city? Dylan.
Brains.
Is incorrect.
Beep. Teeth.
Is incorrect, Simon.
Glasses.
It's incorrect.
Beep.
We're getting closer.
Eyes.
Is the right answer. Right.
Eyes are usually one behind glasses.
Albert Einstein.
Question three. There's a man who mines the sidewalk cracks for gold, and he can make over how much money a week?
Beep.
Simon.
He can make over...
I'm guessing closest to the actual number that he can make.
$100.
$100?
$101.
Dylan, as always, has buzzed in second and is correct. It was $600. Right.
Wow.
We're going to move on to round two, which is top three turvy. And this is according to TripAdvisor. So we've got to rank the top three attractions in the correct order out of the following options.
Jeez.
And this is according to TripAdvisor.
Okay. Right.
So I'm going to give you four options and you need to give me the top three.
All right.
All right.
Uh-huh.
So here we go. The National 9/11 Memorial and Museum,
mm-hmm.
Central Park, the Empire State Building, and the Metropolitan Museum of Art.
All right. I'm going to go with...
I'll just say that for every one that you get correct, you'll get a point.
All right. Number one, Central Park.
Okay.
Number two, 9/11.
All right.
Number three, I'm going to go for... Empire State Building.
All right, Dylan.
Is that correct?
I'm going to...
Oh, you're going to wait
for
me?
Get your answer, yeah.
Okay, fair enough. I'm going to also put Central Park in the first place, but I'm going to switch out the other two.
All right.
So it's Central Park, Empire State, 9/11, Museum.
Okay. So Simon was the closest. Central Park is in first,
yes.
And the 9/11 is in second, so you get 2 points.
Oh.
But in third place, it's the Museum of Art. So
oh,
Dylan,
wow.
You only get 1 point.
That's fair.
All
interesting.
Right.
I now know how the game works.
We're going to move on to round three, which is called Taste Victory. And you each get two guesses, all right? And
ooh.
You need to guess what makes the cut of the top five foods to try here, all right?
Uh-huh.
You get inverse points to their placement. So in other words, number one on the list gets 5 points.
Oh my gosh.
And then working down to
wow.
1 point. All right. So you get two guesses. You've got to try and guess the highest up the list.
All right.
So, the city is New York.
Oh, right.
Beep.
Simon, you beat first.
It's definitely going to be hot dogs.
No, you get two guesses.
Hot dogs?
Yeah.
And bagels.
Hot dogs and bagels, Dylan.
Pizza slices.
All right.
Going with that.
Okay.
And I kind of like bagels, too. I was going to go with bagels.
Yeah.
You can still go with bagels.
I know.
We're going to entice you with a cronut.
Something like more fun. Like a, you know, a fourth option, yeah. But I can't think of any, so I'm also going to go with bagels.
You're also going to go with bagels.
Yeah.
Well, Dylan's cleaned up on that round because in first place is pizza.
Oh. Yes.
In second place is bagels.
Yes.
And in third place is hot dogs.
Woohoo!
So,
wow.
That means that Simon gets... Let me think. 4 plus 3 is 7 points.
Oh my gosh. High scoring quiz.
And you get basically 5 plus 4 is 9 points.
100 points.
Wow.
6, 7, 8, 9. Well done. In fourth place was donuts and cronuts.
Yeah.
And in fifth place was the New York cheesecake.
The New York cheesecake.
At this point, I can say that after that barnstorm around from Dylan, he's come back up to 11-11.
Hey.
Wow. 11-11. So... We're going to move
better
into
than
round
9/11.
True.
We're going to move into round
second best thing to see. I mean, I'm not saying that it's good that that happened,
right.
So that they would have a tourist attraction.
But you did get a point.
That did get a point.
Yeah.
We're going to move into round four, which is entitled "The Past and the Curious."
Ooh.
And these questions are all about the history,
like
the history of the city. Okay.
All right.
So, question one: In 1857, What ablution item was invented by Joseph C. Gaiety in New York City?
Beep.
Simon.
A hand dispensing soap.
Is incorrect. Dylan.
A portaloo.
Is incorrect. It is to do with the toilet.
Beep. A flusher.
Is incorrect, Dylan.
Beep.
Simon.
The urinal.
Is incorrect. This is pretty critical for us in South Africa and large parts of the world, Dylan.
Sanitation.
Sorry. Water flushing
is
toilets.
Incorrect, Simon.
Yeah. I was going to say...
There is some in this house.
Beep toilet paper.
Dylan beeped.
Toilet
first.
Paper, I was going to say.
Is that what you're going to go with?
Look, I was holding my hand like that.
Well, I'm going to give it to Dylan because he beeped first and he snuck in there. Sorry,
fair
Simon.
You shouldn't have said toilet paper.
Yeah, you shouldn't have said toilet
should've
paper.
Should have said something else.
You should have just not said anything and
you
waited.
You should have said the little Jay's fluid block that you stick on the side like I was going to.
Question two. Up until World War II, who had to move apartments on May 1st? In New York City.
The mayor.
Is incorrect.
Up until World War...
Up until the end of World War II.
Yeah.
Who had to move apartments on May the 1st in New York City? Which group of people?
Oh.
Jews?
Is incorrect.
Germans.
It's not a race thing.
Germans?
It's not... No, it's actually much more broader than that.
Men.
Is incorrect, Simon.
Women.
I
don't understand the question.
It's incorrect, but it's incorrect.
Everyone.
Is the right answer.
Who had to move apartments?
Everyone. If you wanted to move apartments, you had to do it on May the 1st.
Oh, geez, that question was ambiguous.
Okay.
Wow. That's not at all what
it
took it to be.
You had to do it. Now it's like, if you want to do it, you have to do it then.
Yeah. That's true. It was
I'm so confused.
It was ambiguous.
Side note, this is about New York. How bad are we going to be for, like, European countries?
Yeah. Okay, question three. What game was banned in the city until 1978?
Twister.
Is incorrect. Do you want to guess?
Hopscotch.
Is incorrect. So this is I'll give you a clue. It's like it's a game that you'll find at an arcade.
Beep.
Pinball.
Is the right answer. And the New York Police Department even held Prohibition-style busts for it.
Wow.
So we're moving on.
Do you have any reasons why?
No. We're moving on into the final round.
That could have been
round.
Interesting.
It really is no Sandy Tosfic.
Round four. This is the final round.
Same here, though.
I'm calling it... I'm calling it Citizen Fame. And the following questions focus on a famous or infamous person from the city. And the celebrity in question we're looking at is 50 Cent.
Sweet, back to celebrities.
So, question one. He was once stabbed by Ja Rule's gang whilst doing what? Dylan.
Taking his dog for a walk.
Incorrect.
Beat rapping.
I'm going to give it to you. He was recording in a studio.
There you go. So he was probably rapping.
He would have been
time.
Rapping.
Yeah.
Question. Wrapping things up because he was stabbed. Got to stop this session. I've just been stabbed.
Good impression.
Thanks.
Like a southern 50 Cent. Question two. When he said, "That white boy saved my life," who was he referring to? Dylan.
Eminem.
Is the right answer.
Oh, I was going to go for Chris Pratt.
And question three, the final question of the quiz. How many times was 50 Cent shot in the back in May 2000? Closest answer wins.
Oh, I do actually know this.
Beep.
Simon.
He was shot 7 times.
Oh,
seven
my gosh.
Times.
See, I was going to say 7, so I'm going to say 8.
8 times. Well, as always, Dylan is correct. It was 9 times. So I can reveal at the end of the quiz that Dylan has won 16-12. Well done, Dylan.
Wow. In the
starts
club with
the news.
New York concrete. What?
You'll find me on the podcast winning all the quiz. Bottle full of biz.
Fortunately, he only wins 50 cents.
Oh, not even.
Wow, what a honor to be back to talk this nonsense to you.
So true.
To you and for you. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Brother Streep Show.
And what a show it was. Remember, if you're enjoying the show, you can also share it with your friends, drop us a mail to say hi, or now you can even back us on Patreon. Not only can you sponsor the podcast, but you can get your name into one of our music video credits, get a limited edition of next year's album, or even help us get to Edinburgh in 5 years' time. Exciting stuff. You can visit the link in the description. But for now,
it's not a pyramid scheme.
Until next month, bye.
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 Bye.